Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Paul Kuharski with me here on the program talking Titans, and to help us do that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and welcome in our friend Mike Herndon to the program from PaulKuharski.com. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Doing great, guys. How are y'all?
Doing awesome, man. Appreciate you taking time to be with us. So, Mike, I want to ask you about, you know, everybody – I think at this point believes that Cam Ward is going to be the quarterback here for the Titans. So how do you view, I guess, that decision? Have you come around on Cam Ward? I know we talked earlier this offseason and you thought that's the way the Titans may go here, but now that it looks like that's the way they're going, how do you view that pick if that's what they make here on April the 24th?
Yeah, you know, it took me a little bit to warm up to Cam Ward. But I think I have reached a point just with all of the information available to us that I think he's a dart worth throwing. Is he a sure thing? No. How many sure thing quarterbacks actually come through the draft process? Maybe once in 10 years, you know? So I don't think that means you stop throwing darts until you get a 100% sure thing, but you've got to find those opportunities where a guy, you know, presents the right skill set, talent, demeanor, production, you know, checks kind of enough boxes that you feel like, okay, we can work with this. And he does have the upside to me just because of his physical skill set. That you could close your eyes and envision 5 years down the road, Cam Ward is a, you know, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Joe Burrow, not that he's similar stylistically to those players necessarily, but that he's that level of quarterback in the NFL, that he puts it all together and is able to make it happen. You certainly could envision that potential scenario with his physical skill set. So I think he's worth taking a swing at. Certainly it makes it more exciting, to watch this team in 2025 if that does turn out to be the case. And I'm on board. I think he's certainly an interesting and intriguing quarterback to me.
We've been talking about Baker Mayfield as a line. Do we or don't we think he can be what Baker Mayfield has become? Obviously, you'd want him on a better track. The Baker Mayfield's first couple of years weren't bad. Then he tailed off, but was with an even more dysfunctional organization than this one. Do you think that's a fair comparison? Would you take Baker Mayfield as he's turned out at number one in a draft?
It's like right on the line. So I think that's probably a good marker, honestly, because I do think, obviously, you'd like to have somebody in that top 10 kind of MVP caliber conversation if you're taking a quarterback at one. But, you know, Baker Mayfield is proving himself to be a guy that can get you into the playoffs, who can win games for you. So I don't know. I think you'd be a little disappointed if he turns out to be Baker Mayfield. But if you were, you know, saying that's what you're going to get, you know, setting aside the whole, you know, Baker leaving Cleveland and whatnot conversation or part of that storyline, if you got 5 years of what Baker Mayfield basically started as and has eventually come back to being at a, you know, cost control rookie salary, that's certainly a value, even if that's not ultimately what you want your first round, you know, top overall pick to be.
You've been looking at some edge. I know you've been looking at everything. You and I talked a little bit about some edge rushers you've been looking at. Landon Jackson of Arkansas, one of them. Lance Zierlein said he's kind of got some unorthodox movements to him. What do you think of him, and where might you see him for the Titans?
Yeah, so Landon Jackson's one of my favorite options for the Titans at either 35 or after a small trade back. In that top part of the second round, to me, and I get the production, but it doesn't jump off the page. And he does have a little bit of an unorthodox nature to him. But the thing that I always come back to with edge rushers, especially if you're looking for superstar potential, you know, kind of guys that are going to get you 10 sacks a year, right? And that's what everyone wants. You cannot find guys that do that are not freak athletes. And Landon Jackson is a freak athlete. He's 6'6". He's got incredible length. You know, I think he's got 35-plus-inch arms. And then he ran, you know, in the 4.5s at the combine at 265 pounds. I mean, this guy is a freak athlete. I've heard everything about him character-wise is like top of the charts as well. So to me, if you're going to take a swing at one of these edge rushers in that second round, high second round range, the guys that are expected to be there, I think Landon Jackson's the one I want. I just think if you're trying to get a guy that maybe has a level that he hasn't technically produced at just yet that he can get to that would put him in that superstar class, I think he's the guy in this class that's got that additional juice that you could see him being a kind of top of the line edge rusher at the next level.
You had two other edges. I suspect they fit this same category, and I hope you're going to write your annual piece for me about guys you love, which I know is maybe your favorite piece that you've written every year. Ashton Gelati from Louisville seems his big question is maybe how he stands up against the run.
Yeah, and he's an intriguing guy to me. So Nick Scorton is a guy that a lot of people have pegged kind of in that 35-ish range that could be an option for the Titans there. But if the Titans wanted to wait a little bit, to me, Ashton Gelati is a lot like Nick Scorton. But you can probably get him at the end of the third or maybe into the fourth round just because, you know, he doesn't come from quite as high a profile. He's not coming from the SEC, right? So Ashton Gelati is kind of a sawed-off, shorter edge. You know, I think he's in the 6'2", 6'3", range height-wise, but he's a power player. And that's honestly the thing that I love about a lot of this draft class, and that applies to Landon Jackson as well. These are not, you know, 240, 245-pound edge rushers that can get, you know, kind of pushed around. These are some power guys, and Gelati, I think, definitely fits that mold. He plays with his hair on the fire. I don't think he's ever going to necessarily be a top-of-the-line edge rusher in the NFL, but if you're looking for a guy who's kind of in the Draymond Jones mold, who, you know, maybe that's a little bit of a hint as far as where they might be going skill set wise, given that signing and their apparent intention to play him on the edge. I think Gelati fits and checks a lot of those boxes and is a guy that I'd be very interested in those middle rounds.
Mike Herndon, our guest. JT Tuimoloau is your third one, the Ohio State edge. He's got a 9.33 RAS, but he's got no 40 time, no running numbers in that.
Yeah, and he's been kind of selective about that. Now, I'll give him a little bit of grace because of the fact that their season ended so late, and obviously, you know, I think their season ended, what, a week before the combine, basically. So I understand him maybe not running and not having had time to train, like a lot of these other guys did who – had, you know, a month off or 2 months off before the combine, basically. I don't think JT Tuimoloau is a explosive, super high-end athlete like Landon Jackson. He is close. I don't think he's quite to the Landon Jackson range, but his production and his polish as a pass rusher are far advanced of Landon Jackson. So he's kind of the other guy. And he's also got length. He's a bigger guy. He's got good length, 34-inch plus arms, and he's, you know, in the 260 plus range weight wise. I think he'd be a really nice pickup for them. Again, he's kind of my 1B to Landon Jackson's 1A among that edge rush class that's likely to be there in the top to middle of the second round.
Well, Mike, really good stuff, man. Really appreciate you taking time to be with us this morning, and we will talk to you soon, my friend.
Absolutely. Thanks for having
me. Thanks, Mike.
Absolutely. Mike Herndon from PaulKuharsky.com, our guest here on the program. We'll react to what Mike had to say there. Got more of your thoughts to get to on the text line. Still a lot of yelling about the Baker Mayfield comp on the text line. We'll get into that.
Caught fire with that.
Coming up next. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.